This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The big story this Friday, lake effect snow warnings up for most of western New York. Joining us now on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, National Weather Service meteorologist John Hitchcock. And John, what can we expect today going into tomorrow, into Sunday, and into Monday?
Yeah, good morning, Tom and Lucas. And we had our first snowflake of the fall, a record late occurrence yesterday at the Buffalo Airport. And now we're jumping right into a very heavy lake effect snow event. Lake effect snow is developing now already well south of Buffalo from Southern Erie County into the southern tier. For today, that's where it's going to stay. So the Buffalo metro area is just fine for today. Even the nearby south towns, just a few light flurries with little accumulation. But from the southern part of Erie County into Boston Hills down into the western southern tier, heavy snow today, looking at 1 to 2 feet between today and tonight down that way. But again, we're in good shape here in the Buffalo metro area today through tonight.
John, for tomorrow, what time should the Buffalo metro area expect the arrival of that snow?
So for tomorrow, this band is going to begin to creep northward through Erie County. So it'll reach at least central Erie County by later tomorrow. So we expect conditions to deteriorate across the south towns, Hamburg, Orchard Park, East Aurora, at some point during the morning. And then it's going to reach its northernmost point later tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. It's going to be a very close call for the immediate Buffalo metro area, but it might get as far north as Lackawanna, South Buffalo, West Seneca for a time late tomorrow through tomorrow night. Now, Buffalo northward or Buffalo Airport and downtown northward, much, much less. Places like Tonawanda, Amherst might see very little, if anything at all, from this event. So quite the dichotomy across the Buffalo metro area later tomorrow through Sunday.
And Sunday going into Monday, I know fans are going to be heading to Orchard Park for the Bills game on Sunday. What can we expect on Sunday?
The way it looks like right now, lake effect snow will still be over the nearby south towns, at least through the first half of Sunday. Later in the afternoon into the evening, the wind is going to change direction. So it's going to change from west to southwest and then to northwest in the evening. So that's going to take that lake effect snow and push it well south into the southern tier, looks like by early to mid-evening. So earlier in the day, it could still be pretty snowy in the south towns, but improving as we go through the late afternoon and evening.
John, how about next week, Monday? Would it creep into Tuesday? Are we expecting anything even to creep into Monday?
Monday through Tuesday, it's still going to be snowing in the southern tier, but the wind direction will be more northwest. So Chautauqua County, it will still be snowing into Monday, even into Tuesday. But here in the metro area, probably just a few light snow showers from time to time. So the worst conditions for closer to Buffalo will be tomorrow through Sunday or Sunday evening. After that, we're in better shape for early next week.
And accumulation totals, what could we see by the time this ends on Monday, whether it's North Towns, Niagara Falls, or the southern tier?
Well, where this band persists the longest, which right now we expect that to be western Chautauqua County into southern Erie County, so up and down the Lake Erie shore from near the Pennsylvania state line up to Angola, Eden, that area, could be looking at 3 to 4 feet in the most persistent bands. As we move a little further north to the more immediate Buffalo South towns, Lackawanna, West Seneca, might see 1 to 2 feet if the band makes it up there that far. And then from the north towns northward in Niagara County, you may very well still be looking at your grass by Sunday afternoon.
All right, John, thank you so much for the update. We'll be checking back with you guys sometime throughout the weekend.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, that's John Hitchcock, meteorologist at the National Weather Service.